Hey y'all, this is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, coming to you guys live and in living color from Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. All right, so we're back. I think we missed last week. I was a little under the weather. I've been under the weather for a little bit, so that is why, but I'm feeling better now, so we're getting back into the groove. We're gonna do a story time evening for the littles, and I'm reading two books. The first book is Pete the Kitty and the Unicorns Missing Colors, and it's by Kimberly and James Dean. So let's find out about Pete the Kitty. This is when Pete the Cat was a little, when he was growing up, before he became Pete the Cat. Pete the Kitty and the Unicorns Missing Colors. Pete sees his friend, Stevie the Unicorn, at the playground. Stevie looks sad. "Hi, Stevie," Pete says. "What's wrong?" "The magic unicorn dances tonight," says Stevie, "but I lost all my colors in my rainbow tail." "I can help," says Pete. "We can use my magic paintbrush." "Where did you last see your colors?" Pete asks. Stevie says, "When I was playing in the park." "The park is very big." Stevie looks worried. "We'll never find any colors before the dance party," Stevie says. "Which colors are you missing?" asks Pete. "Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple are gone," says Stevie. "Look," Pete points his magic brush at a berry patch. "Let's borrow some red." Pop, pop, a magic red blaze appears in Stevie's tail. "Wow," says Stevie. "Now we know what to do," says Pete. "Great," says Stevie. "Do green next." "Green is everywhere," says Pete. "The grass is green, the trees are green." Pop! Stevie's tail gets a green blaze. Stevie prances. "That butterfly is yellow," says Pete. Pop! Stevie's tail gets a yellow blaze. "Hurry, Pete," says Stevie. "Three more colors to go." "That flower is orange," says Pete. Pop! Stevie's tail gets an orange blaze. "Keep going, Pete," says Stevie. "The party starts soon." "The lake is blue," Pete says. Pop! Stevie's tail gets a blue blaze. "One more left," says Stevie. "The clouds are purple," shouts Pete. Pop! Stevie's tail gets a purple blaze. Yay! Pete and Stevie cheer. Stevie jumps for joy. Pete found all the missing colors. "I love my rainbow tail," says Stevie. "Come with me to the party." Stevie and Pete dance at the Magic Unicorn Dance Party. Stevie's rainbow tail is a big hit. "Thanks, Pete," says Stevie. "It's cool to have friends," says Pete. And that's the end of the story. All right, that was Pete the Kitty and the Unicorns Missing Colors. And the next one I'm getting ready to read is Never Feed a Yeti Spaghetti. Do you dare feed me? Never feed a llama a banana. That's such a silly meal. When you just have hooves to use, that fruit is hard to peel. Never feed a cheetah a fajita. That snack will never last. Cheetahs gobble up their food because they are so fast. Never feed a chimp some shrimp. They play with all their food. They throw their snacks at everyone because they're very rude. Oh, wow. Never feed a sloth some broth. It takes too long to heat. They're certain to be sleepy when you serve it up to eat. Never feed a whale some kale. That snack is much too small. Whales need giant portions or they won't feel full at all. And that's the end of the story. And this book is by, let me see, because it didn't say it on the front. Let me see. Well, it's illustrated by Callie Stillman, but I don't see the author. Okay, well, anyway, this is Never Feed a Yeti Spaghetti. So it's very short this evening, you guys, but I did just want to come on and sort of touch bases and get, you know, to just sort of let you guys know I'm still here. This is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, signing off from Interactive Nanny's World. We'll love and play our interacting. We'll see you guys next week. Until then, be safe, have a productive and prosperous week. Go to school, have fun, and we'll be in spring break in a few weeks, so, you know, just keep that in mind. Until then, again, this is Dawn, aka the Interactive Nanny, signing off from Interactive Nanny's World. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.